He joins us now, the coach of Port Adelaide. Kenny, thanks for your time.
No worries, Matty.
Let's talk about the... It's all very well to plan to try and beat Hawthorn, the premiership favourites, but actually executing it is another thing. What was the plan going into last night?
Oh, I think, Matty, for us, we understand that we, you know, our history against Hawthorn, albeit very short, is that we compete pretty well with them and we match up pretty well. So sometimes you get those sides where you actually, you know, you just know you're going to have a good game against them. And Hawks, for us, are one of them teams. We understand the way they play. We love the way they play, and we just know that we have to match them with the physicality stuff and then challenge them with some ball movement, and that's what we're able to do.
Kevin Butler, congratulations on the win last night. I suppose as a coach, disappointed that, you know, you didn't play that sort of form for the entire year, because most people had, you know, Port Adelaide maybe playing off, maybe even winning a premiership this year. But I thought Paddy Ryder last night was fantastic. I also thought when he played with the Bombers that when he was the number one ruckman, you got the best out of Paddy Ryder. But when he's the number two and he's riding shotgun, somehow he just fades in and out of the game.
Yeah, look, KB, it's a fair enough, I suppose, view on Paddy. We think he can still offer lots for us as a forward as well as ruck, and that's what we got him for, him and Lobes to play together in that situation. But we haven't had both blokes in good form. We've had interruptions and injuries for both of them at the start of the year and mid-year. So I'm still not convinced that we can't use them both together. Hmm. But you're right about last night. Paddy, I thought, was, you know, I think he gets probably even understyled. I think he may have been nearly best on ground.
I thought he was best on ground.
The way he played, you know, and the armchair ride that he gave some of them, our mids at ground level. You know, he makes Robbie Gray and Sam Gray and Travis and those sort of boys look certainly, you know, good players. But it's all about where Paddy was putting it.
Kenny, I reckon just looking at Hamish Hartlett, I've done a lot of your games this year, and he's a bit sort of up and down in the first half of the season, but I reckon his last 6 to 8 weeks have been as good as anyone's at the club.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, mate. He's you know, we moved him to half back about 6 or 7 weeks ago just to get him some confidence, and we've certainly seen him change his attitude a little bit towards going at the ball a bit more direct. And once he's got that form back, we've pushed him back into the midfield now because we've lost Ollie, and he's really stepped up. He's an outstanding leader, Hamish. He's got an enormous amount of talent, but people don't see his leadership off the field, and I think he's really stepped up in that space for us as well, and I'm really pleased for him.
I thought that he really helped the team by doing that, because I thought there was too much pressure on Broadbent to be that sole kicker, to really use the ball and break it up from half back, and it seemed by Hamish doing actually helped the rest of the team and helped Broadbent and those guys out as well.
Yeah, that's what it does. As you know, you get him in form, you get Pittard then getting a bit more space, and, you know, young Impey comes in, and then Cracker last night, all of a sudden there's, you know, there's four or five or six down there that can actually use the ball, and that allowed us to then put Hamish, as you said, back into the midfield. But he certainly supported the boys, and that's what I said about his leadership. He went back, he accepted that role, and just played it well for us.
Ken, what's gone wrong this year with Port Adelaide? I said at the start, most people had them, you know, maybe in the top four, playing off your club, playing off for the premiership. What's gone wrong during the course of the season? I mean, so many players, to me, you could say at different stages have had a good season, but then other parts of games, in and out of games, lacking consistency. Why is that?
I think, KB, what you find is, you know, our mid-tier players have been the ones that haven't been as consistent as our, props are either our top end and some of the boys who would consider the bottom side of the side, but that mid-tier players haven't been informed together. And, you know, we've had, you know, through the season, we've dropped Broadbent at one stage, we've dropped Lobe, we've dropped Jonas, and we've dropped Monfrey. So that middle-tier group of boys just haven't been as consistent as we like. And there's no doubt, and I don't hide from the fact that we just didn't handle the expectation. And I don't talk about the external expectation, I talk about our internal expectation. Because we, like everyone else, believe that we're in a position to challenge the competition at the start of the year. And with that, there's a different type of mindset that you need. And you've got to be willing to be hunted every week, and you've got to be willing to continue to hunt. And I'm not quite sure we had that right. And when it got really difficult at times, I think some individuals within the team, not deliberately, because they're a really selfless group, but they were worried about their own individual form, which then hurt the team.
Archie was very good last week, and I thought he was good last night as well. What did you think of that handball over the top?
Yeah, I was a little confused, like you would have been. But no, I love what he's brought to the team. You know, he's quite an amazing story. At the end of last season, we debated whether we'd keep Arch on our list. He was a young player with what we'd seen. You know, Jeff Parker had seen an enormous amount of upside, but he was just injured all the time, and he couldn't get on the park for consistent pre-seasons. And, you know, this year he's had a full pre-season, knowing it was his last roll of the dice. And, look, it's a really good story for us that he's now looking like he's a player of the future for us.
What about that, Ken? KB was just talking about the group and looking ahead from a list management point of view. Do you roll the dice again with primarily the same group? Or I know Dixon has been talked about, and a few other little changes. Do you think you'll make many changes to your list post-season?
No, there won't be a massive change to our list. There'll be a lot of belief and a lot of trust shown in the boys. Still quite a young list. When you look at the side that took the field last night, I think we probably averaged 2.5 years younger than Hawthorn and at about 60 games less on average. So there's lots of upside in our list. But, you know, at some point you've got to deliver. And, you know, we certainly haven't delivered this year, but we've got to accept that responsibility and be prepared to back the boys in. And they've got to be prepared to work harder than they worked this year and make sure that they turn back up.
Is that the positive you take out of this year, Kenny, with Archie and Sam Gray and a few of these guys coming in and stepping in and being really good AFL players for periods of time this year?
Yeah, I reckon that's the one positive you do take out of a disappointing season. You actually find out about the more younger players. And as you said, those boys you talk about, we've seen Impey progress. We've seen Cleary get 8 or 9 games. We've seen Amon play football this year. So that's certainly a real positive for us going forward. And we understand that that's the one probably small positive to take out of it. And hopefully that stands in good stead later.
What did you think of the incident with Hodge and Chad Wingard?
Oh, I didn't think too much of it, to be honest, KB. I love the way Hodgie plays. We as a football club respect him enormously. We think it would have been, if I know much about Luke Hodge, it would have been just a fierce contest. It would have been nothing deliberate in what he was trying to do or not trying to do. And Chad said that straight after the game. And, you know, I think that it's an incident in football. I think what Clarko said, I listened to Clarko's comments, you let it play in full speed and there's not too much in it.
Just on Chad Wingard, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's a pretty special player.
He's pretty special, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I think, for what he's been able to do in his first 4 years of AFL football, I've been around some really talented players. He's up there with most of them, I think.
Do you see, Ken, him always being a forward? I mean, sometimes people say, oh, we're going to move him up into the midfield and make him a crack midfielder. But do you see that with Wingard, or do you see him as a kid who goes into the midfield, you know, at times and comes off the back of the square, but essentially, he's a kid who plays on the forward line and kicks a lot of goals and worries the opposition.
Yeah, he does. He certainly does all that. I'm not sure he wouldn't be just as damaging up in the midfield with what he can do. You know, we've seen him in pre-season. We've seen him at games go in the midfield and really dominate the game. The thing with Chad is, as I refer back to him, like Gary Ablett, when you watched him play as a young forward, and I was at Geelong at that stage, you're just not quite sure how much impact they can have up the ground, but you're always a little bit worried to take him away from the forward line.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Who do you think's the team to beat, Kenny? You've played them all now this year and obviously showed the competition how to beat Hawthorn last night with a quick ball movement. Do you think they're still the ones to beat, or the fact now that the two Western Australian teams might get the first home finals that might actually lean towards them?
Look, I'm not totally sure, but I think you have to beat Hawthorn to win.
Fair enough.
That's all I know. I think they've still got they've got the weapons. They've got them all everywhere. They've got them right across the ground. I think if they get it right in September, and yes, they potentially got to travel now for the first final, but they could just as well go over there and win that first final and then play a home prelim. So I'm still pretty bullish that Hawthorn might win 3 in a row.
Well, Ken, well done on last night. Commiserations on the year as a whole, but good luck in the postseason, the trading, all that. No doubt that will be busy again, and good luck for next year. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny Hinkley joining us there.